We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
A loving God, a compassionate God who died on the cross so that you can have eternal life, and you have opportunity this morning to put your trust and faith in Jesus, and you can be saved today. There's opportunity for you to call upon the name of the Lord. But because we have mercy and we've received mercy, the Bible says that we are obligated to have compassion on them that do not know the Lord. And here in this passage of scripture, in this interpretation, I think we have really three categories of individuals that are in our world today. There are three categories of types of people that are in our world today that Timeless Truth Radio Ministry tries to broadcast every Sunday morning at 8:30 to try to reach out to these people. Number one, I believe that there are people in our world that are unstable. They are unstable. I mean, there are people that are doubting their salvation. There are people wrestling with that fact. If they were to die today, would God truly keep his promise? There are people that are wavering in their faith. Am I a Christian or am I not a Christian? Will I go to heaven or will I not go to heaven? And I'm convinced that maybe there are people here even this morning that are going through that very same struggle and you are wavering in your faith. The reality is there are people that struggle with their assurance of salvation. And how do we battle that? Well, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The only way you're going to battle doubts is by faith in God, and we grow our faith through the word of God. And yet there are people in our world today that are spiritually unstable, and there are false teachers in our world today that take that opportunity and they take unstable people and they do all that they can to manipulate those individuals. In fact, in 2 Peter chapter 2, and verse number 14, it really describes false teachers. And it says in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 14, it says, having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling, deceiving, unstable souls. There are people in our world today that will manipulate and take advantage of unstable people. And yet as Christians, the Bible says that we are to have compassion and we are to help them to find confidence in thus saith the Lord. We are to direct them, not to a church creed, not to a church denomination, but to the word of God, where they can find the very truth and to help them to become stable in their life. And so the Bible teaches us that we are to have compassion. We are to help them to grow roots in their life and to become stable into their life. Not only are we to help those who are unstable, but I believe we're to help those who are unaware. Look what the Bible says, if we could, in verse 23 of the book of Jude. The Bible says, and others saved with fire, pulling them out of the fire. The Bible says, saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now, what does the Bible say? The Bible says that there are those people who are on the very brink of eternal judgment, and they are unaware. They don't even know it. And they're living their life for themselves, they're living their life for their flesh, and they're following maybe a creed or a religious rite, and they're following all these things. And the reality is they don't even know that they are on the brink of destruction. They are unaware. How many people in churches today over this vast country will sit in the church and they'll go through some religious practice, but they are unaware that they are on their way to hell? Unaware. And this is what the Bible says. We are to have compassion. Jesus said, there's no other way to salvation. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. He didn't say, I am a way. I am a life. No, he says, I am the life. I am the way. There is no other way to go to heaven but through Jesus Christ. And there are people today who are religious, and they're wonderful people, but they are unaware. They are on their way to hell. And the Bible says we're to have compassion. We're to have compassion. I want you to take your Bible and turn with me to the book of Zechariah chapter 3. The book of Zechariah in your Bible. Zechariah, the third chapter in verse number 2. And notice what the scripture says here in verse 2. The book of Zechariah, the third chapter, the Bible says, and the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand? That's a word there that represents a stick or a torch. Is not Israel, is not Jerusalem a brand plucked out of the fire? Notice that expression, a brand plucked out of the fire. I this week read the story of John Wesley. In the story, it said John Wesley never forgot a terrible night of his childhood. He was only 6 years old at the time. He had awakened in his family's old homestead to find it ablaze from top to bottom. Everyone else had been dragged from the building, but from some extraordinary oversight, he had been forgotten. At the very last moment, just before the roof crashed down upon him, a neighbor climbed on someone else's shoulders and they pulled that terrible child from a window. Later on in John Wesley's life, someone illustrated that event by drawing him a picture, and he kept that picture until the day of his death. Underneath that picture, he wrote the third chapter of Zechariah, "Is not this a brand plucked from the burning?" The Bible illustrates here the children of Israel brought back from Babylonian captivity, and by bringing them back, they were resettled in their land. God saw them as a brand on the verge of being consumed, and yet God reached down and plucked them from the fire. And this is the illustration that the Bible is teaching us, that there are those who are in our world today, and they are, Ephesians chapter 2, they are in the course of this world led by the devil himself, and they are living their life, and everything around them seems to be wonderful, and yet they are unaware that they are on the broad road, and they are heading to hell, and religion can't save them, and good works can't save them. The only salvation for their soul is Jesus Christ. And so we are to have compassion, and we are to reach down and pull them out of the fire. I want you to turn with me, if we could, to the book of Amos chapter 4 in our Bibles together, the book of Amos in the fourth chapter. In Amos, God was reproving his people for not heeding, not listening. They were a brand also plucked out of the fire, and they did not appreciate what God was doing for them in their life, and God had mercy on them, and God had grace on them, and yet they were unaware of God's working. And in Amos chapter 4, verse 11, the Bible says, I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and ye were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. an opportunity there, and we think of the compassion of the Lord Jesus in his earthly ministry. The Bible says that Jesus had compassion on the multitude because they were leading their life without a shepherd. They were unaware of eternal destruction. And so the Bible teaches us that we are to have compassion, and we are to pull them from the fire. We are to have compassion and help them to see that destruction is imminent. And so we are to have compassion on those who are unaware. We are to have compassion on those who are unstable. But think about this, we're to have compassion on those who are unresponsive. You know, I wish every person that I gave the gospel, I wish every person that I gave a gospel tract to would get saved. But that's not the case. The Bible teaches us that narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and few there be that find it.
It's Pastor Burns here, and I wanted to take a moment and invite you to partner with us in taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the city. You can invite your friends and family members to check out KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com, and watch our video. We also encourage you to pray for our ministry as we pray for you. And if you're able to support us financially, this would ensure that we stay on the air and continue to preach the gospel to the Waterloo region. We're going to continue our message in just one moment, but first, here's a message from our RU Recovery program.
Week ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to rurecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is rurecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
The Bible says we're to have compassion. Those in our life that we talk to about the Lord, their attitude is really just to fight and to argue or to fuss. And maybe you are witness of that. And there are people you've prayed for and people you've talked about and talked to about the Lord, and you want them to get saved, and your heart is for them to get saved, and yet they argue with you and they fight with you and they fuss with you. You say, Pastor Burns, what's the answer? And if some have compassion making a difference, I say have compassion. You know, Jesus faced that. Peter faced that. Paul faced that. Reality will face that in our life. The answer is having compassion. This is the interpretation. Some people's lives, listen, we can make a difference, but we need to have compassion. We need to have compassion. Why do you have a radio program? And if some have compassion making a difference, because our world, listen, our region today is filled with unstable people. There are people who are unresponsive. There are people who are unaware. And so what do? We preach the word of God. We give them the word of God. Not only do I notice in this scripture an interpretation, but also I see an illustration. I see an illustration. The Bible says here in our text, and if some have compassion, and if some have compassion making a difference. Now, how is this illustrated? Well, I think we're smart enough to understand the interpretation of this passage of scripture. We're to have compassion. And if some have compassion, making a difference. We cannot make a difference without compassion. That's the interpretation. We cannot make a difference without compassion. And so the Bible says here, as we illustrate this truth, we must have compassion. We must have compassion. Months ago, I read an article about a boy whose father was the leader of a Hamas organization. but from the love of Christians that he had witnessed in his life, being introduced to the truth, where the Bible says, love your enemies, and the truth of the word of God and the witness of various Christian, among the torture and the abuse and the hate, he had turned from the religion that he was previously a part of, and he turned and he became a Christian. And he stated in that article, the reason why he came to Jesus was because of the compassion that he saw in the lives of Christians. And of some have compassion making a difference. And as I look at the book of Jude, I think of in the midst of error, in the midst of hurt, in the midst of harm, in the midst of people who may be indifferent and apathetic to the truth, the Bible says in the illustrated truth here, we're to have compassion. We're to be compassionate. And we are to reach out. You know, the reality is false teachers, they seek out disgruntled people. And they look for disgruntled people, and there they, the Bible says in verse 16, murmurers and complainers walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's person in admiration because of advantage. The reality is false teachers come and they use people. They want to use people for their advantage. And that's what religion is all about, by the way, using people for their advantage. And we could preach a whole message about that, but we don't have time. But the reality is, as Christians in Christ, what are we supposed to do? We're to have compassion. We're to love people. We're to preach the truth. And so we're to have compassion. But also, I think of the scripture, we're to have concern. We're to have concern, and if some have compassion making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. I think the illustration is clear. Here is a man who sees a brand. He sees someone that's in trouble, and they're unaware of the trouble. They don't even know that destruction is nearby. And yet that person at the brink of destruction, they reach out and they pull them from the fire, just like John Wesley when he was a boy. And the Bible says that we are to have concern for people who are lost and undone. You know, when I think of the illustration of the man who is pulling someone from the fire, they're not just watching. They're not just standing by, but they're getting involved. The Bible says there's concern there. They're pulling them from the fire. You know, I think that we've turned Christianity into a spectator event. You know, where we kind of just find a pew and make ourselves comfortable and we just kind of watch what's going to happen. And yet that's not what the Bible teaches us. Of some have compassion making a difference. We need to have compassion. We need to have concern. Major League Baseball said that they're looking for the perfect player. Now, everyone at home watching on television, they're the perfect player, right? I mean, they know all the moves. They know what should be done. I mean, when you're watching from the fans, when you're watching from the seats and you watch a hockey game, I mean, you have all the answers. Why not hire me? I can solve the problems, right? They say Major League Baseball said they're looking for the perfect player. Someone suggests there is such a player, but we can't get him to put down the hot dog and come down from the grandstand and come and play. And that's kind of what the church is all about today. I mean, we've turned it into a spectator sport. We kind of stand by and we're indifferent. We stand by and we criticize what other people are trying to do and other people trying to get involved. And yet we don't want to get busy ourselves. The Bible says, no, wait a minute. You're not going to make a difference by being indifferent. You're not going to make a difference by being apathetic. You're not going to make a difference by just getting comfortable. No, the reality is that we're going to have compassion, and we're going to have concern, and we're going to have to get out there, and we're going to pull them from the fire. In other words, we're going to have to show some initiative here. We're going to have to do something. When I started the radio program in 2013, I sat at my desk and was praying what else we could do for the Waterloo region to get the gospel out. And I was looking through my old files, and there was a piece of paper from Pastor Stone, the founder of Kitchener Baptist Church, and he had a list of different things that God was laying upon his heart that he would love to see a Kitchener Baptist Church. And he had a bus ministry written down, which we were already involved in investing in a bus ministry. And one of those things was a radio program. And I looked at that and I prayed to the Lord and I started to move forward with that and seeing if the Lord was in that. And things kind of just worked together. You say, Pastor Burns, why do you have a radio ministry? Because we can't just sit and watch people go to hell. We have to do more. And so if we're going to have and make a difference, then we are going to have compassion. We're going to have concern. And God help us, after 35 years at Kitchener Baptist Church, not just to be a church that's comfortable to find their seat in church and just watch, but to get involved and to be a part of the work of God. I see there's a concern, but also there's caution. Look what the Bible says here. And some save with fear. Now, notice that expression. And others save with fear. In other words, many rescued people have perished. Many rescuers have perished because the one they intended to save had pulled them under. And a couple of months or a couple of years ago, actually, I remember hearing the story of a missionary who ran out to rescue people that were drowning and they had pulled them under. And so the Bible says we are to move with fear. In other words, we are to be cautious. We are to be cautious as we move forward for the Lord. We are to be cautious. And many Christians started out with good intentions, but now they're standing on the sidelines this morning. And so we are to have compassion, but we are to be cautious. And so I think there's an interpretation, there's an illustration. And lastly, and we'll be done, there's involvement. There's involvement. And others. Look at that word there, others. Verse 23. Does that talk about you? And others. Is that illustrating your life? Someone said this, what kind of church would our church be if all of its members were just like me? And others. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Let me ask you this question. When you left to come to church this morning, did you have the thought that you were really excited for the invitation because you were ready to get involved in what God was doing in your life? Because it's never a question of God showing up, because God is here this morning. But it's about you responding to God's working in your life. Did you have the attitude, I'm excited about the invitation because I'm going to respond this morning. I'm going to allow God to do a work in my life. I hope someone gets involved. We're talking about involvement. We're talking about our place in the work of God. And I believe the scripture is so clear in this passage of scripture. There's the interpretation, there's the illustration, but there's a call for involvement. And others saved with fear. God help us to be the others that gets involved and does something about the lost and the dying in our world today. You know, I think for the Christian, I think we have been saved for so long that we have forgotten of what it's like to be lost. We've forgotten of how it feels to be unaware, to be unstable, and to be unresponsive. And so the Bible says, and of some have compassion, making a difference. And compassion is not just feeling sorry, but compassion is getting involved in the work of God. The hymn writer said, though they slighted him, still he is waiting the penitent child to receive. Plead with them earnestly, plead with them gently. He will forgive if they only believe. I wonder, have I done my best for Jesus who died upon the cruel tree? To think of his great sacrifice at Calvary, I know my Lord expects the best from me. How many are the lost that I have lifted? How many are the chains I've helped to free? I wonder, have I done my best for Jesus when he has done so much for me? And the Bible says, in the midst of error, in the midst of apostasy, Oh, wait a minute, there's this light that's shining, and of some have compassion, making a difference. And so in sports lingo, the ball is in your court. Will you be the others and make a difference for Christ? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are challenged by your word. And Lord, I understand that we're looking at a deep text. Lord, there's so much theological truth here for our lives, but yet in the midst of it, there's just a simple appeal to us to have compassion. And Lord, I pray that you would help me as the pastor of this church to be compassionate. Help us, Lord, to make a difference. And Lord, I know that there are people in our family who are unsaved. Well, there are people in my family that are unaware. They're living their life. They think that they have eternal life, but they are unstable. They are unaware. And some are unresponsive. And Lord, it's easy for me to get frustrated. It's easy for me just to have a seat. But Lord, help me to have compassion. Lord, help us all to make a difference. As heads are bowed, eyes are closed.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.